The BCCI have announced a 15-member squad led by Virat Kohli for the three ODIs against Australia at home, while Rohit Sharma has been named vice-captain of the team. Ravichandran Ashwin and Ravindra Jadeja have not been named in India's squad of the first three ODIs against Australia, while pace spearheads Mohammad Shami and Umesh Yadav are back after being rested for the series against Sri Lanka. England pacer James Anderson climbed to top spot in the ICC Test Player rankings, overtaking India's Ravindra Jadeja. The 35-year-old recently became the first England and the sixth bowler in the world to claim 500 Test wickets. England skipper Joe Root believes that his side has the capacity to do something special by retaining the Ashes in Australia in November. England wrapped up a 2-1 Test series victory against West Indies at Lord's. Sri Lanka are all set to play a T20 international against Pakistan at the end of October. Pakistan have been starved of international cricket since the 2009 gunmen attacking the Sri Lankan team bus. Pakistan batting great Yunus Khan has rejected PCB's offer to attend a farewell scheduled in his honour and that of Misbah-ul-Haq and Shahid Afridi. Misbah and Yunus retired after helping Pakistan win their first ever Test series in West Indies earlier this year. Former Indian men's hockey coach Roland Olmans has come down heavily on Hockey India after sources in the national body told that the Dutchman lost interest in the team after the Rio Olympics last year. The Sports Authority of India has offered a monthly salary of Rs 2 lakh to women's hockey chief coach Harendra Singh. The money, however, is nowhere near to men's hockey team coach Marione, who earned Rs 6 lakh per month. India will have to wait an extra day to seal their spot for the 2019 Asian Cup, as India's match against Macau has been postponed to October 11 because it clashed with India's ODI against Australia in Bengaluru the previous day. The refurbished Salt Lake Stadium, which is scheduled to host the final of the upcoming U17 World Cup, has been declared ready to host the games. The 85,000-seat football venue will also host a number of important matches. Aussie captain Steve Smith reckons that keeping Virat Kohli quiet would be key for Australia in the upcoming ODI series against India. He also added that the contest will be played in good spirit.
He's obviously a very good player and he's got a phenomenal one-day record. And he's obviously going to be dangerous for us throughout this series as well. So hopefully we can keep him quiet as much as possible. And if we do that, then hopefully that can go a long way to having some success on this tour.
Coming off a surprisingly tough series against Bangladesh, Australian captain Steve Smith has said that the upcoming limited over series against India will present tough challenges to his team.
This is going to be a tough tour. India have been playing some very good cricket for a while now, and they look like they had a very successful tour of Sri Lanka. So it's going to be a good challenge for this group. We're excited by it.
BCCI has announced that Karun Nair will be leading India A side when they take on New Zealand A in the 2-4-day match series starting September 23rd. Newly crowned US Open champion Sloane Stephens celebrated her victory at the Central Park, Midtown Manhattan, after winning her maiden Grand Slam title.
Oh, I only slept like 4 hours last night, so I woke up actually pretty tired and I was like, did this really happen or is it a dream? It's just still so surreal, but just happy to be a US Open champion.
Honda's Marc Marquez won a rain-hit San Marino Grand Prix to draw level at the top of the championship standings with Italy's Dovizioso. But Marquez remained atop by virtue of more second-place finishes this season. Two-time two-day France champion Alberto Contador ended his cycling career after the conclusion of a La Vuelta a España. The 34-year-old Spaniard won all three Grand Tours in a professional career that spanned 14 years. Lars Boom of the Netherlands was crowned overall winner of the Tour of Britain for the second time, after Norway's Edvald Boasson Hagen won the eighth and the final stage of the race.
Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.